Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right. Now a call-in with your worst experiences with a real estate ad. Did words like cozy and laid-back roommate make you think it was actually going to be nice? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You know, like when a rental ad says cozy apartment with laid-back roommates, does that actually mean closet for rent in an apartment full of potheads? So finally today, for the last few minutes of the show, let's create a rental ad glossary. We want you to help us decipher rental ad language. In your search for decent affordable housing in the New York area, what have you learned about what certain language in the ads actually means? We want your definitions based on your horror stories of misleading rental ads for all those people scouring Craigslist right now for a decent place to live. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe you've seen that Tumblr called The Worst Room that's been going around this week, theworstroom.tumblr.com. If you want to check it out, it's been making us laugh in our office, in horror, actually, at what you get for your money in New York these days. It's photos of rooms for rent captioned with quotes from the Craigslist ad description. They're mainly terrible, tiny, windowless rooms. One of my favorites is a picture of a windowless room with the caption, "There are no windows. The room has great lighting. It's beautiful." What? But there's a windowless room with a crumbling floor in Williamsburg going for $1,200 a month, and the caption reads, "With reliable electricity." Yikes, you would think that that would be given for a $1,200 a month rent, reliable electricity. There's one ad that says, "Loft bed setup with workstation for $1,900 a month, loft bed setup with workstation," that basically is just a closet. So do you have a story like this? Can you help us build a rental ad glossary of what things say and what they might really mean? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We know that rents are going up and up all over the city. There was just a piece about how rentals are spiking again in the New York area, and this includes even the terrible rooms out there, and it's hard to tell from the ads just how terrible the rooms are. So let's create this glossary of common Craigslist ad language, or the ads could be from any source, to help those apartment seekers decipher these listings. When an ad says cozy, what does it actually mean? If it says laid-back roommates, what were those people really like when you met them? 212-433-WNYC. For a rental ad glossary, 212-433-9692, and we'll put you on the air right after this. WNYC. All right, you ready to help us build our rental ad glossary? What the words in the ad say and what your experience tells you they really mean? 212-433-WNYC. Mary in Bed-Stuy, you're on the air. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you have an experience you want to relate?
Oh, I have so many, so I made a short list for you for your glossary.
Cool.
Preferred someone who works during the day. That means they want someone who's never home. Someone into community living. That means they will probably drink your milk. Someone who's clean and quiet, usually not all the time, but usually equals control freak. Someone who likes to have an occasional party sometimes. Sometimes means speed freak. And someone who asks for pay stubs. That means no artist. I'm an artist, so...
Someone who asks for pay stubs means no artist. That's the capper right there. Sounds like New York has taught you to be truly cynical about other human beings in apartments.
It's been amazing. I have met some amazing people in really obscene living situations in this city that have really helped to inform my art. So I appreciate that, but I've also had some really scary situations that really teaches you about the good and bad of humanity.
Thank you very much for your call. Great list. Let's see. Rose on our Facebook page writes, the word is classic. Classic equals old and uncomfortable in snotty neighborhood. Sarah writes, we had a realtor call a 3-foot-wide alley a garden. Nicole in New Canaan. Hi, Nicole. You got a story for us?
Hi. Yeah. I love your show, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
So when I first moved to the city, I was looking for apartments on Craigslist, and I saw an ad for something called a loft apartment for, I don't know, somewhere in the 500s, I think. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was probably too good to be true, but I should check it out. And I went, and the bedrooms, I put them in air quotes, consisted of basically a closet. If you imagine a small closet that's inverted horizontally, so you had to, like, climb up some a ladder, and it wasn't even tall enough to sit up straight, so maybe, like, less than 2 feet tall. It wasn't wide enough to put your arms out, and it was basically long enough for a human body and a sleeping bag, and that was what was called a bedroom in the loft.
Wow. Yeah, you think of loft, you think of these long through spaces in a building in Soho, former factory, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But now I guess it's anything that they put 3 feet up on stilts to create as if another floor. Thank you very much. Paul in Midtown East. Hi, Paul. You have a story?
Yes, hi. I actually wanted to speak about the images that usually never match the actual place. I was looking for a place in Astoria and visited once. It didn't work out. I reached out to another broker, another ad, with completely different images and descriptions, and I show up, and it's the same place that I had visited the night before. And I had to tell him, I don't even want to step in. This is a waste of my time and yours. And it was a little bit ridiculous. And throughout my experience finding this place in Astoria, none of the images were ever the actual apartment.
I guess they take some of those photos with fisheye lenses or whatever, right, to make them look much more deep and wide than the spaces actually are.
But there's also, you know, just that room does not exist in the apartment. You can clearly recognize a different stove, a completely different fridge. I've seen.
Oh, there's a word for that too. It's called fraud.
Well, that was the main question. That was the question I would have had he had a legal guest about, you know, whether this is actually false advertising and fraud, because, you know, I've also seen ads with images of two different apartments in the same ad, and you can see because they're showing two different kitchens.
Right. Well, there's a line somewhere between rhetoric and fraud. It sounds like the story that you're telling us crosses it. So feel free to report that person. Dave in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You got a story?
Yeah, I actually am a real estate agent in Manhattan, so I know all about the little tricks. And wanted to clue you guys in on some of the keywords to watch out for.
Cool.
Because, you know, there's also, you got to remember, there's 30,000 agents in Manhattan working, so there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things to try to pull in clients.
Real Estate Confidential from Dave in Manhattan. Go.
Yeah, so definitely watch out for charming. Charming means it's tiny, you know, things like old world charm. Old world charm typically means it's an old building, probably hasn't been updated since the 50s. Cozy definitely means it's going to be tiny. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to watch out for. Especially has a lot of false ads, so you really have to watch out there, too.
Dave, thank you very much. I won't blow the whistle to the Real Estate Agents Association of New York and get you blacklisted from your career. Anna, you there in Bergen County? Anna?
Hi.
Hi. You got a story?
Yes, I do. It's actually a really crazy story and one about exercising caution, and that if there's an ad that sounds like it should make you think twice, that you probably should. The story is that my mother was looking for somebody to rent a room from her because she had just broken up with her boyfriend and basically needed somebody a short-term thing, needed somebody to help her pay the rent. And so she relied on me to find somebody on Craigslist, found someone.
So you're the one who placed the ad.
I placed the ad for her. Yeah, she doesn't own a computer, you know, is very, knows nothing about technology.
And so you heard from a guy who wanted to rent the room, and?
I heard from a guy who wanted to rent the room, And the reason I remember the story very well is because he had a very distinctive name. Carmen Gijarolama was his name. And he had this story about how it wasn't for him, but it was for his cousin, who was getting away from a bad situation. He was going to pay the rent, and she was pregnant, and out of the goodness of his heart, he was going to support her, and would my mother, you know, take in that sort of situation out of the goodness of her heart, blah, blah, blah.
This sounds like one of those, I lost my wallet in Africa, please wire money kind of stories. So our time is short, so get to the point. What happened? What did it turn out to be?
I remember the guy's name, because, you know, a man with the name Carmen, we joked about, like, ha, 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 funny. Well, a year or so later, I remember a news story about a man in that area, because it's from where my mother lived, who killed his girlfriend. And the child was found alive in the shopping mall.
Is the moral, I don't even want to hear this after Cleveland this week.
It left me with a sense of distrust, because you really have to be careful. There's a lot of insane people out there.
Well, certainly when you're taking a roommate, you got to be careful. And when a woman is taking a male roommate, that's just to share an apartment with, I guess you got to be doubly careful. So, Anna, thank you for sharing that, I think. Mupple in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yeah, hi. This is actually, I moved to Brooklyn in 2007, and I already had a place, but I saw a sign up for a garden view basement apartment that had windows overlooking the garden. You know, forget the streets, hear the birds sing. And one of the perks was luxurious heating and air conditioning. And when you went in, so, you know, the garden view and in the basement, you know, it's at eye level, and you could just see the plants, you know, starting to grow up. It wasn't much of a view at all.
There's your garden view. It's at ground level in the basement. And luxurious heating and air conditioning, does that just mean it works?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much. Nadine in Essex County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nadine.
Hey, I'm actually from Sussex County.
Oh, well, and, I'll scold my screener after the show.
One keyword that we look out for up here is 420 friendly.
Oh, I know that.
And yeah.
Pot smokers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, actually.
And 420, for people who don't know, and we just talked about this on the show recently, April 20th, 420 is considered sort of the national day of,
holiday.
You know, celebrating marijuana.
Yeah, it is. I've actually had only wonderful experiences from Craigslist. I've rented plenty of places from people and have gotten all types of goods, and I highly recommend the website.
And there are many wonderful people who use marijuana, but everybody should know what 420 friendly is a euphemism for.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Mary in Manhattan, you got one?
Yes. If something says it's a loft room share, that means it's a thin-walled hipster party house. And if they start talking about, like, what they do in their free time, and they ask you what you do in your free time, it's like, you have to be one of them. A weird
Thank you very much. Joe and Clifton, you got one of these laid-back, quote-unquote, roommates? Laid-back roommate in the ad?
Yeah, actually pertaining to the woman from two callers ago, I guess these guys hadn't heard of the website she was using. Keyword was laid-back roommates, and it turned out to be true. They were huge potheads, like you said earlier, but it worked out for the better because, you know, weed rules. I think we can all agree.
And so you like your roommates. Okay. Sheldon in Clinton Hill. Sheldon writes on our webpage, Clinton Hill equals Bed-Stuy. Prospect Heights equals Crown Heights. East Williamsburg, and yes, there is an actual East Williamsburg, usually means Bushwick. Thank you, Sheldon. And Carolita on our Facebook page writes, watch out for charming or quaint. They always translate to in disrepair or in a state of serious deterioration bordering on the unsafe. And cool roommate means stalker personality who will never leave you alone. All right. David in Manhattan, you used to work in real estate. You got 15 seconds for the last story.
Yeah, I used to be very honest. One ad I recall was, have your head examined. If you take this place, have your head examined. And it worked. A lot of people rented places, and they would say, oh, it's not as bad as you described it. And they were happy, and I was happy, and I was congratulated on being honest.
The reverse psychology broker, David in Manhattan, getting the last word on our rental ad glossary. Keep it going if you want at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday.